The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel. On today's daf, we begin the final perek of Masechtas Yuma. The first seven prakim of Masechtas Yuma dealt with the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash. We began the Masechta 7 days before Yom Kippur, as we took the Kohen Gadol from his house and we brought him to the Beis HaMikdash. We were mafreshim mibesai. We trained him in the Avodah. We went through the whole Seder HaAvodah. And the last perek of Masechtas Yuma deals with the other inyanim of Yom Kippur. In other words, the Chamesh HaSeinuyim, the five things which are asur on Yom Kippur, because of the pasuk of the Inisem es nafshei sechem, one should afflict their souls on Yom Kippur. We are now going to discuss the Chamesh HaSeinuyim. The perek will then proceed to the halachas of a chayla sheyesh beisakana, what we do with him on Yom Kippur, somebody who must eat because of sakana, how we deal with that situation. And finally, the perek concludes with the halachas and divrei agadita, which have to do with tshuva, because Yom Kippur is the yom slicha v'kapara. According to some rishonim, there's a special mitzvah say to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. According to others, although it's not a special mitzvah say to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, but the general mitzvah say to say vidui and to do tshuva, one is not mevatel that mitzvah say until Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur passes and tshuva has not been done, then one is mevatel the mitzvah say of tshuva and vidui. Yom Kippur is a yom slicha v'kapara, and therefore the Masechta concludes with halachos and agadas which have to do with tshuva. The Mishnah starts off, Yom HaKippurim asar ba'achila uvishtia. It's asar and Yom Kippur to eat and drink. Berechitza, washing, sicha, anointing, rubbing, oils, uben ilas hasandal, wearing shoes, leather shoes, uvetash b'shamita. V'hamelech v'hakala yirchatu es p'neim. A melech who has a halacha, melech b'yofyo of techezene einecha, the melech is always supposed to appear beautiful. A kala that yasi mischavev al baila, they have a heter of washing their face on Yom Kippur. They are not bechlau the inui of rechitza. The Paiskim discuss Ba'arichas Gadol whether the inuyim on Yom Kippur, besides for achila and shtia, in other words, the inui of rechitza, sicha, nilas hasandal, and tashmash hamita, are they also on Yom Kippur midda araisa, or are they also on Yom Kippur midda rabbanan? And the rayas back and forth, and how we pass on halacha l'maisa, is going to be a subject of a different shir. In Mitzvah Shem, when we get to the Gemara, we'll be able to see the rayas that the Rishonim bring from the Gemara. But I wanted to focus over here on a svara brought in the Tosfos Yeshanim on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and how it's also negeya to a different halacha in Hilchas Yontif. The Tosfos Yeshanim says that he can bring a raya from our Mishnah that the Isser of Rechitza is only Osir Midrabanim. Why? Our Mishnah says, HaMelech V'Akala Yirchatzu Es Peneim. A Melech and a Kala may wash their face. Why may they wash their face? As we said before, B'Shem Rashi, Melech V'Yofyof Techazen Einecha, and the Kala is Kdeshet Techav V'Al Baila, to make her precious to her husband. L'chaira, if we hold that the inui of rechitza is a iser midda araisa, how can we push away an iser midda araisa of rechitza on Yom Kippur for these reasons, for the inyan of melech v'yofiv techazene einecha or kadesh techavva baila? It must be, Zakatai Sishanim, that rechitza on Yom Kippur is only also b'derabanan. Heim amru veheim amru. Chazal were gezer on rechitza, and the same Chazal felt that the kala and the melech should have be allowed to be rechitzas p'neim to wash their face. The Tais Yishon goes on to say that we could be deicha this raya, and we could say as follows, that really rechitza on Yom Kippur is also b'deraisa. But the rechitza, which is also with the rice on Yom Kippur, is rechitzas kol gufay, is the rechitza of a person's entire guf. That's also with the rice. Rechitzas mixas gufay, washing part of a person's body, that is only also with the rabbanan. So when mele zok tais yishanim, really I'll tell you, taking a shower on Yom Kippur is also with the rice. However, since rechitzas panav, rechitzas part of his guf is only midrabanan, so then Chazal were matter the iser derabanan for the melech and the kala, and we would not be able to bring a raya from our mishnah that we allow the melech and the kala to be rechitz their face, that rechit the shari nuyim are only osir midrabanan. Really, they can be also midaraisa, but only rechitzas kala guf is also midaraisa. So in the Sefer or Godlo Mishnayis, he asks a very Gishmak Akasha. We have a klal, which we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem. Chatzi Shir is also Benatir. Chatzi Shir, it's in the Hemshech Ve'al Gemara, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, we pass on Rabbi Yechon, that Chatzi Shir is also Benatir. Chatzi Shir also Benatir means that if one is not, one only is Chayev Karis, if they eat a Kezayis of Chalef, that doesn't mean that half a zayis of chalev may be eaten. Half a zayis of chalev may not be eaten. However, there is no isa min atayra. This chatzi shir of chalev is also min atayra to eat. However, there's no einish karas. Chatzi shir is also min atayra. So frekta or godol, frekta minska godol, in sefer or godol, that if you tell me that rechitzas kol gufa is also midaraisa, and you hold like Rabbi Yechon, the chatzi shir is also midaraisa, how could we say that only washing one's face is also midarabana, because now rechitzas kol aguf, l'chayra it's chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is also midaraisa. If washing the whole guf is also midaraisa, then washing part of the guf should be also like chatzi shir also midaraisa. The same way, if one gets an einish on a kizayis, one is now to eat a chatzisher, chatzizayis. So too, if the whole guf, washing the entire guf, is also minatera, chatzisher should also be also minatera. That's the shayla of the Orgol. In the Seifik Emek Bracha, he's mitaritz the kash of the Orgol as follows. He says like this, that the hanoah which one has by being totally clean, by taking a complete shower, is a totally and completely different hanah than one, the hanah that one gets for being rechitz only part of their guf. By, let's say, a kezayis of nevela, kezayis of chalev, it's the same thing. You're eating the kezayis, you're eating the nevela. The question is, how much are you eating? That's what the Argadol held in his kasha. That if I'm washing more square inches of my body, if I wash many square inches of my body, that's usher, then washing half that amount also has to be usher minatayra. Tainet the emek bracha, that l'chayra, all of us could be made, that the geshmak, the clean feeling that one has by after taking a shower, after washing their entire guf, is a totally, completely different feeling than the feeling what one has when one only washes one's hands. Therefore, it's true that in square inches, it's less than the total, but we can't call it chatzi shir also minatayra, because the hanah which one has in washing their entire body is a totally larger and bigger hanah. That is also because of inui. One has to afflict themselves. One cannot have that hanah on Yom Kippur. However, washing miktsas gufay is not considered to be chatzi shir. It's not just less square inches. It's a totally diminished, lesser hanah. Therefore, that hanah is not considered to be chatzi shir. It's only also midrabanan, and therefore the Tais Yishonim's teretz still stands. Hamelach v'akala yichzus p'neim. It's only also midrabanan, and it's not also al chatzi shir also minatayr.
What I wanted to share with the Olam is that this teretz that the Emek Bracha says will be metaretz a very stark akasha, which Rabbi Kiva Eger asks in Simin Tov Kuf Yud Aleph in Hilchas Yontif. The halacha is that one is only allowed to heat up water on Yontif if the purpose of heating up this water is considered to be shavah l'chol nefesh. Meleches Yontif is only mutter when it's shavah l'chol nefesh. It's something which everybody does every day, something which is totally, completely necessary for all people on a daily basis. Therefore, one may heat up water for drinking, one may heat up water for washing dishes. However, to heat up water on Yontif for rechitzas haguf, for a shower, is aser. A shower is not considered to be shavah chol nefesh because not everybody showers every day. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that one may heat up water on Yontif for rechitzas ponav yodav v'raglav, to wash his hands, feet, and face. That is shavah chol nefesh. Everybody washes their hands and face with warm water every day. Therefore, that is considered to be shavah chol nefesh. To heat up water for rechitzas ponav yodav v'raglav is mutter. To heat up water for rechitzas kol gufay is aser. The Mechaber goes on to say that not only did Chazal aser being rechitz, heating up water for rechitzas kol gufay, however, one is not allowed to be rechitz kol gufay with water that was heated up on Yontif. Even if one figured out a trick how to go ahead and to heat up water on Yontif, Chazal enacted a gzeira, that the gzeira midrabanan is that one is not allowed to be reichitz kol gufay with mayim shehuklu b'yontif. For example, if somebody was making tea and they boiled a pot of water for tea, and that was perfectly mutter, because they did it, they were boiling up for eating and drinking, some of the water was left over, they may not use that extra water to shower, even though they did not do any isser in heating up the water. Chazal made a gzeira that one is not allowed to wash one's body with water which was heated up on Yontif, even if it was heated up beheter. The Ramah says that this gzeira d'rabbanan, that one may not wash themselves with water heated up on Yontif, only applies to a gadol, a child who is bathed daily. Chazal waived the iser of rechitzas kol gufay bechamin shehuchon b'yantif. One is allowed to bathe the baby with hot water which was heated up on Yontif. However, zok d'Ramah, one is not allowed to heat up water for the baby. Because if one heats up water for the baby's whole body, that is already an iser d'oraisa. You're heating up water for something which is not necessary, which is not shavah l'chol nefesh. Chazal only had the ability to waive the iser d'rabbanan of rechitzas kol haguf. But the iser of chkima mayim, boiling up water, which is the melacha, that Chazal were unable to be matir for the child. So if one wants to give a child a bath, one on Yontif, one would have to make themselves a large cup of tea, a large pot of tea, and use the leftover water for washing the baby. So the Issa d'Oraisa is not a problem. You did it for eating purposes. The Issa d'Rabbanan, they waived for the tzeirich of the child. Fact for Bikiva Eger, I don't understand. When you wash the child has a pun of Yodav Araglav. So what do I have to go ahead and turn on the water, heat up water for tea? And that will be considered to be a tzeirich yontif. L'chaira, when I turn on the water to wash the heat up water to wash the baby, I have in mind to wash as part of Yodav Araglav. So the same way when I'm heating up water for drinking, I'm allowed to add extra water onto the pot before I put it onto the fire in order to wash the baby. Since the primary function, the primary purpose of putting this pot on the fire is for rechit for shtia, so therefore it's called ribui shiurim and it's mutter. And now I've created water. What do I have to do ribui shiurim with water for shtia for? Let me do ribui shiurim with the water which I need for part of yodav araglav, and then the extra water will be heated up together with that water, and since I'm putting on the fire beheter, I'll have extra water to wash the rest of the guf of the baby. That's Rikivega Shaila. So the Beis Meir answers that Enochanami Rikivega is really right, that it should have been mutter, but since Chazal did not want people to heat up water on Yontif for the purpose of Rechitza, because Rechitza is not Shavu Chol Nefesh, if there's any Kavana of Rechitza involved in this water, Chazal was scared you heat up two pots. One pot for part of the baby, the second pot for the other part of the baby, and since Pana Yadav Ragel is sufficient with one pot, they were scared you'd go ahead and heat up the second pot, and that's why Chazal said that the Ribui Shurim can have nothing to do with Rechitza, because Rechitza, they were scared that once you're heating up water for Rechitza, people are just going to take it too far. But really, the premise that Rekiv Ege's Kasha is based on is halachically correct. Rishnaim Zalman Orbach says, and it's also brought down from the Marsham, the same Yisrael that we said before, that when one heats up water for one's entire body, that's not called that he's heating it for Panav Yadav Viraglov, and Garad that he'll have leftover water. Panav Yadav Viraglov, which is Mutar An Yantav, which is Shavl Chol Nefesh, is only the Hanah of washing Panav Yadav Viraglov only. When Panav Yadav Viraglov is washed together with the entire body, we don't look at it as Panav Yadav Viraglov plus, but rather we look at it as a whole new Hanah. It's a Hanah on a whole different plane. It's a whole different Mahalach over here. That one is having a Hanah of washing Kol Gufay. So if the person is going to go wash Kol Gufay, you can't say I'm heating up Panav Yadav Viraglov and the leftover is for Kol Gufay. Because that Panav Yadav Viraglov, the Hanah that he's going to have, is even as Panav Yadav Raglav is going to have the Hanah of Kol Gufay. And that Hanah of the Pan of Yadav Raglav is not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, because it's going to have, his hands are going to have that same clean Geshmak feeling as his entire body. Therefore, these Gedali Achraim Taina, that you can't isolate the Pan of Yadav Raglav and say I'm doing it for this Shavu L'chol Nefesh and the rest is Ribui Shiurim, because the whole thing is being done for this new Hanah, which is not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So again, the Marasham with the Shleim Zalman are saying the same as the Emek Bracha, that the Hanah of Rechitzas Kol HaGuf is a totally different Hanah than Rechitzas Mitzas HaGuf, and the Rekiva Eger with the Beis Meir are agreeing with the Or Gadol that L'chaira Rechitzas Panav Yadav Raglav with Rechitzas Kol Gufay is considered to be two halves, it's considered to be half of the whole.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.